right. Ladies and gentlemen, freaks and geeks, grab your smokes and take some totes, because it's time for Fatal Four Way Radio with your host, Minister I'm Sinister. Brought to you in part by WrestleCorp.com. And now,
welcome everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. It's great of you to join us tonight on this episode of Fatal 4-Way Radio. The road to WrestleMania stinks, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. That's my thoughts. These are my thoughts for the WrestleMania build. You guys have known for quite some time now that I am in a love-hate relationship with WWE, and right now I could not hate it anymore. But thank you so much for joining us, and we will start the show off. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for my good friend and co-host, Batman. Batman, thank you so much for joining me, my friend. How are you doing? Batman's on mute. But how the hell are you doing?
I am on mute. I'm actually doing pretty good right now. I'm over here trying to do. I'm about to start doing the voices, and y'all can't even hear nothing. Hey, but silence is deadly. How's it going, guys?
Batman, providing the deadly silence tonight. Well, welcome to the show, brother. Welcome to the show. We've got lots to talk about. I hope you're up on Raw and SmackDown for this week, because we're going to tear into it here momentarily. But first, welcome to the show, everybody. Give it up for Christian. Christian, how you doing, my brother? How the hell you doing?
Do you guys smell that stench? It's the stench of the lingering failure on one of the worst Monday Night Raws in 2019 so far this whole year. That's the stench of failure.
It's a stench, man. It does linger on, though. You guys ever been to a town, a city, or who knows, perhaps you live in one or in an area where fucking, you know, the wind at night and you're out there and it smells like shit or something. Let me tell you, man. There's a couple of places that I know smell like that. One's in West Texas. Had to stay there one time overnight. I was working with a company, and I had to stay in Hereford, Texas. Oh, my God, dude. The whole fucking town smelled like shit. Then another time I ran into that situation, I went to Phoenix, Arizona. Outside of Phoenix, some little fucking shit town. One of the suburbs of Phoenix. It was called Maricopa or Mary fucking something. Maricold. Fucking some shit. And it fucking smelled like fucking shit there too, man. I asked my uncle, how the fuck have you managed to live here for 3 fucking years? We went to go get him. I went to go help him move back over here to Houston. And I was like, how the fuck did you manage this shit? But I guess you get used to it after a while. You get used to it after a while, but let me tell you something, man. The road to WrestleMania stinks for me this year, and I've gotten used to it already. I have gotten used to it. I've understood. I'm clear that the only match I'm going to enjoy this year is the Orton match. That's fucking sad. But I digress, and we shall talk about things. Batman, did you watch Raw this week?
Yes, I did catch Raw, and there was a lot missing there, but there was a lot that went on, you know, if that makes sense. Basically, it was a lot of just, I don't know, it felt like a lot of chickens running around with their heads all cut off, you know what I mean? Like, it's we're WrestleMania season. We should already have a lot of stories built up and everything, and I feel like there's just a lot that they could have done and they didn't do. You know what I mean? There's just, like, it's just WrestleMania's in 2 weeks, you know what I mean? And they're kind of like, oh, shit. It feels like they just... They didn't get the reactions that they've been that they were expecting, you know, out of whatever build-ups that they've been doing. So they're like, you can feel the tension in the air. At least to me.
Yeah.
At least to me.
Yeah, there was a lot missing this year, I guess. I don't know. It seems like they don't know where they're going with anything yet. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm looking at 14 matches. With a possible 15th that's expected, which is a SmackDown Tag Team Championship. They're projecting the Usos versus Shinsuke and Rusev versus the Bar in a triple threat. So we'll see how that plays out. But yeah, right now the matches that they have scheduled, somebody count them along as I read them out. We got the Raw Women's Championship, Ronda Rousey in the triple threat, Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair. That's one match. The Universal Championship match, Brock Lesnar, Seth Rollins. WWE Championship match, Daniel Bryan, Kofi Kingston. Roman Reigns versus Drew Mack. AJ Styles versus Orton. Triple H versus Batista. No holds barred in Triple H's career is on the line. Let's see, Intercontinental Championship, Bobby Lashley versus Balor. United States Championship, Joe versus Rey Mysterio. Women's Tag Team Championship match, Sasha Banks and Bayley versus Beth Phoenix and Natalya. Versus Nia Jax and Tamina Snuka versus the Iconics.
Yeah.
And then we have The Miz versus Shane McMahon, false count anywhere. Kurt Angle versus Corbin. Cruiserweight match, Buddy Murphy versus Tony Nese. And the Andre the Giant Battle Memorial. Memorial Battle Royal, and then the Women's Battle Royal, which was actually just confirmed with Asuka, Carmella, Naomi, Lana, Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville, Nikki Cross, Dana Brooke, Ruby Riott, Liv Morgan, Sarah Logan, Mickie James, and Selena Vega all confirmed for that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the projected match of the Usos, Shinsuke, and Rusev versus the Bar in a triple threat. So that looks like that could be it. I think that's 15. Did anybody count?
We need two more. We need two more matches, the Raw Tag Team titles, and, I don't know, another fucking fucking cannon fodder match, but that's about it.
Well, no, wasn't there going to be the, did you say the Murphy versus Tony Nese? Okay,
yeah,
you did, okay.
Yeah, it's not on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Raw tag titles are the only ones that's left because they haven't been fucking announced. But other than that, that card sounds absolute fucking garbage. Only an exception of a few matches, that card sounds fucking garbage.
For WrestleMania.
It really does, man. I don't think I would want to go to it.
And then that's the crazy part is that we're at WrestleMania, dude. We're not just at any other pay-per-view. We're at WrestleMania, you know what I mean? It's the Super Bowl of, and the buildup has just been either really slow, there hasn't been any to begin with, or if there was a buildup, it's like the sloppiest fucking buildup ever. You know what I mean?
Well,
like, for example, the Batista and Triple H, there's got a lot of history between these two guys, and from the very beginning all the way to when he came back when they were doing the reemergence of Evolution or the Blue Tista to even now that he's been out, he still has had, you know what I mean? There's people like us who read the dirt sheets or read this and that or just keep up with people, and he has let it known. It's known. It's a known fact that he's been wanting to come back, but he doesn't because of the storyline. It's too PG for him, da 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 da. I believe I even read that if they were to go back to Fox and they were actually going to cut down the PG stuff because that's what Fox is requesting, that Batista might be interested because there could be more blood or this and that, the way he, you know, what he's used to, what he likes. But even with all that, there's still no build up with the Triple H thing. Like, that's so much history, and then you're going to put Triple H's career on the line. That to me is like, when you do something like that, this is like a real, you need a real build up. Like when it was Shawn Michaels versus Undertaker, or John Cena versus this guy, or whatever the case may be. It's still a build up. There's no build up here. You know what I mean? You put in Triple H's career on the line.
It should have been a Hell in a Cell match.
Honestly, I have no problem with the any or false count anywhere or whatever it is, because we're going to get a fight, which is what Batista, you know. For example, we haven't seen him even in the ring. It's been like, 4 years now again? So we don't know how rusty he's going to be. So a fatal or a false count anywhere gives him a great opportunity.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It gives him an opportunity to where you're going to hide the weakness and accentuate the strength. And what I mean by that is, this is where these guys are just going to go out and brawl. Instead of like making this a technical or putting on a clinic in aspect of like, you know, moves and this and that, we don't know how rusty the Batista is going to be. And then he's such a big star, and you've already made a sloppy ass fucking, you know, build up. Imagine if the match was like a fall, an actual falls or submission match,
right?
Or just a regular, you know, match. It would be terrible if he fucked up. You know what I mean?
No, it has to be some type of stipulation.
Exactly, so that they can just have free reign and they don't have to really worry about the moves and the snapmare.
And
the
I'm cool with the false count anywhere. I think that's going to work good for them. Two matches have surprised me, guys.
And that's
two,
the thing.
Two
There's no build-up, but the matches
me.
Are the shit.
Two things that surprised me. First, I had no idea that the Boston Hug connection, that it was now a fatal four-way match with against the Divas of Doom.
I told you that.
Beth Phoenix and Natalya versus the Iconics
versus
Nia Jax and Tamina.
That's the only build that they were going to have.
It hadn't registered with me until I saw it just now. And I'm thinking, fuck, man, that's going to be terrible. Let's see, another match that surprised me. Oh, yeah, the Samoa Joe versus Rey Mysterio. Where the fuck? How the fuck did this happen?
Exactly.
I don't know.
When did I miss this?
Probably because of the tag match they had.
You know what I think? You know what I think? And I've seen, because, you know, this is, again, WrestleMania season. So the dirt sheets are going crazy about who's going to return, what story is going this, what story is that. The only thing that I've actually seen anything that's worth even considering is that Samoa Joe has been on this, like, getting on a personal level kind of character. You know, his gimmick is, like, getting personal,
right.
Like I said, just personal. So there's that
story
about,
you know.
So all of a sudden,
him and
Rey Mysterio
just started beefing out of nowhere.
Here's the thing. You remember Dominic, his son, right, when he was younger?
Yeah.
Eddie Guerrero and Rey Mysterio. Well, you've seen Dominic on TV now, what, once, two, three times now? And Dominic has actually been training with Rey Mysterio, with Lance Storm. He's already been to Lance Storm's academy. He's already been in Triple A and training in Mexico. I think he went to Puerto Rico or something like that.
Ooh.
So with all that being said, this is a good way. Again, no build-up, but because of the whole gimmick that Samoa Joe's had, I could see him building up into, like, getting something personal with Dominic. Like, somehow Dominic getting involved in WrestleMania, you know what I mean? And Samoa Joe attacking his son.
But there's 1 week left.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is they're rushing everything.
You guys like my owl sound effect? Yeah, Dominic,
you know why?
Dominic kind of resembles an owl to me.
You know why everything is rushed, right? Because I keep saying this like every time. They're just making shit up as they go because, and I'm going to quote it again, they didn't fucking have no plans for WrestleMania 5 months ago.
Yeah, they didn't. It seems like they haven't.
Will you fucking lighten up, dude? I'm trying to make a joke here that fucking What's-His-Face looks like a goddamn owl. And you're over here getting all fucked up about WrestleMania. You should have known this. It's fucking been getting worse every fucking year for some reason.
Yeah.
But last year was actually way better. Even though it was there,
it wasn't too bad.
There's no argument there, buddy. There's no argument there, but I digress.
Yeah,
I was over here trying to be funny, man.
You know what I think? You know what I think, too?
He does resemble
what I think, too, is that a lot of times they have a theme, and like I think I mentioned this last podcast or the podcast before that, this is like a themeless WrestleMania. You know what I mean? There's no theme. There's no gimmick to it. There's no gimmick to it. The only thing, there's only like two storylines.
Roller coaster and all that shit.
Yeah.
We have that roller coaster.
But fellas, there is a theme. It's called the farewell theme because there's a lot of farewell matches in it.
That's true. That's true.
Well,
Triple H, Batista, Kurt Angle.
It's a fucking
Undertaker,
supposedly, man.
John Cena. And John Cena and Undertaker both in the air. We don't know if they're going to make an appearance or not.
I doubt that they aren't.
I doubt that they aren't because they are. They've laid the foundation for the WrestleManias in the past 10, 15 years.
Cena will probably go out there and do a segment where he interrupts the fucking Elias.
So who do you think is going to cut a better promo, though, John Cena or John Cena's hair? Because John Cena's kind of been a little wild lately.
What I think is going to happen is that John Cena's going to take out Baron Corbin. He's going to face Kurt Angle at WrestleMania. And Undertaker's going to be the one who interrupts Elias because Elias disrespected Undertaker last year with Cena faking his entrance.
Yeah, and the Undertaker has been losing a lot of weight, bro. He's been on Instagram, which is a weird thing to say, that Undertaker has been posting on Instagram. I never thought I'd ever fucking see the day that I would say that. Like, I can see Rey Mysterio, I can see John Cena or this guy and that guy. But those two, Jesus Christ. You know what? I got a brain fart because of how intense that shit was.
Well, don't you worry about that, man, because let me tell you something. We've got no fucking topics tonight. So we could just go with the fucking flow. Because I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to waste my time with this shit. They've given us shit. Right. So the show reflects what they've given us. You know what I mean? So this is where we're at, man. I was like, fuck it. We're just going to turn off the fucking mics. We're just going to fucking talk. And whatever fucking happens. Brain fart or not, fuck it. Here we are. You know what I mean? So welcome back to reality. And fucking let's hear what Christian has to say.
I got something to say. How about the fact that 5 months ago, I called all the four horsemen were going to hold all the championships at WrestleMania. How come I'm
even
right again?
Yeah, been called out though. Have you seen the video of Paul Heyman calling out Charlotte Flair? He even posted. He was like, "I called this out. Give me the credit where it's due." He specifically said while she was still in NXT that Charlotte Flair was going to be the first woman that's going to main event WrestleMania. And look, not only did she get put in a match out of fucking nowhere when it's Becky's match, which I kind of get storyline-wise, but she also won the fucking SmackDown Championship.
Yep.
Batman?
I called... Oh, fuck.
Are you there, brother?
He muted himself?
Yeah, sorry, I got really muted. I muted myself. I think Christian tends to just go. I get too excited and I either hang up or I mute myself. I got to. But no, it was like that. It gets to me that she. Man, how can I say this? Like, look, she deserves it. Eight-time woman championship now. She really has been the thread for that Divas division. But man, I think I mentioned this to you too, Sinister. Was the Asuka thing? That to me is a lame excuse of why they took the belt off of her to do it. One of the reasons.
Well, we talked about that yesterday when we met up.
Yeah,
for a while.
Yeah, one of the reasons was because for one, Vince didn't want Asuka to just face any kind of random person. There's already 17 matches, so why are you going to put the SmackDown Championship, Women's Championship on the line on just a random thing and nobody's going to pay attention to it? I kind of get that, but then also. Another reason was because of the four horsewomen thing. And they're really, WWE is really big on their promo packages because they use a lot of stuff now, especially with the network. There's a promo package for fucking everything.
You know what I mean? They can always go back and pull out, well, this is what happened on this day, this is what happened on this, this is how it led to this storyline, da, 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 da. And that's a perfect promo package. All four of them at the end of the ring, kind of like Eddie Guerrero and Chris Benoit WrestleMania 20, right? That moment is etched in history, no matter whether you want to forget it or not. It's one of the greatest moments in WrestleMania history.
You know, I disagree with how they did it and how all
but
the
how they do
done.
It yeah, exactly.
But
how
I do agree with
it,
you that it's going to be a cold moment there at the end.
Oh, it's
going to be a cold moment there at the end.
And they should have done it. They should have done it at Fastlane.
Yeah.
Charlotte versus Oscar. Charlotte
yeah, not the way they're doing it now. No. Yeah, because that could have been not on a random Raw. There was enough build-up, too, on Backlash where they could have done it and added her in there to go through that, you know? To get that build-up with her winning the championship. But they didn't even do that either. There's a lot of, like, one day we do, you know, you mean you, Christian, we do the radio renegade. We do the what if scenarios, misbooked opportunities. I feel like we need to do a special on Raw's misbooked opportunities because there's so many fucking times that they have missed the boat, that they could have gone from one thing to another. And here's the thing is that wrestling is built on a lot of little things. You know what I mean? Because there's moments where, like, where storylines are built off of one injury or one thing that was said or one little, you know, they'll let's say they'll have one match
Finn
and somebody
Balor
comes in and that builds up to an
Finn Balor
exactly. Finn Balor gets
example.
Somehow in the mix for little things like that, and they never do. There's so many times you used to talk about Finn Balor. So many times you could have used Finn Balor, and I've said this Finn, he's one of those guys where he's a good foundation. You can really build anything off of this guy. And so many houses. Yeah, and it's getting to that where that foundation is getting cracked now. There's so many houses you could have built on this guy, and not one has ever been jumped. The Bullet Club. Different iterations of the Bullet Club. The Demon could have been used so many times with the Demon. I mean, the Demon versus Undertaker before his career is done. There's a lot of stuff that they could have done, and they never fucking did. Same thing to Sting versus Undertaker. Look. Sting, you don't need a story build-up. It is already built up enough to where Sting could have just showed up and basically
Undertaker.
You can blame
Seth for that.
What was that?
You could blame Seth for that because he ended Sting's career.
Nah, but that's the thing. But that's the thing. It's not Seth's fault because you could have used Sting and Undertaker before any of that. As soon as Sting came in, you know what I mean? Look, Sting was never in the WWF ever. The only time he ever came in was when he got the Legends contract.
Yeah, they should have used
it
right away.
And then he went and made his appearance to Randy. That's exactly sinister. They should have used it right away. This is one of those where Undertaker and Sting, fantasy fucking matchup, right? Second,
yeah, they should have blown their wad on
they
that
both,
right away.
They both, and for almost 20 years that they were in their career. Before either one of them had started slowing down or ended or career ended or whatever, for those 15, 20 years, it was well known that they both would have wanted to face each other. Sting has let it be known that that was his ultimate matchup, his ultimate fantasy matchup. So as soon as he came in, he should have called out the Undertaker right away. And the Undertaker would have been like, well, who the fuck do you think you are? You know what I mean? And you could have had something, but you didn't fucking do that. You put him in with Sting.
Yeah,
I mean, you put him in with Randy. You put him in with Triple H at WrestleMania for the stupid ass story. You put him in with Seth.
Yeah, instead of fucking Undertaker versus fucking Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, and that's what you got that year.
God damn it. Don't remind me about that. That's fucked up.
Which didn't mean shit because he already lost his streak before that.
His streak. It was fucking, that match was, it was shit. The whole thing was shit. I mean,
honestly, ever since, look, some things are meant to be broken, but some just aren't. Because ever since that streak happened, it's been downhill for the Undertaker. Again,
I know. And
perfect
what
example. We see him on Instagram.
Just disappearing.
We see him on Instagram. Look, he is disappearing. We've seen him on, I just saw a picture recently and he posted his latest picture on Instagram. If you look at it, he's posted about how he just lost 25 pounds on his Nutrisystem prep meals. You know what I mean? The Undertaker talking about prep meals, losing 25 pounds because he got blah, 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 some prep meals on and it looks like a fucking advertisement. The Undertaker doing an advertisement on like a hashtag thing, you know what I mean? Like promo.
I know.
He's got the box open with his little prep meal, and he's got a happy
imagine.
Birthday, and it's
he has
never
would
in my lifetime.
He used to sell out arenas, and now he's just selling out himself.
And now he's just selling out, yeah. So, guys, at WrestleMania, I want to know, I want to know what you guys are thinking. Because here we are again at WrestleMania, and guys, I'm not going to lie to you, man. We've had this fucking match since, what was it, November? December?
Yeah.
Bobby Lashley versus Finn Balor. How long has this shit been going on?
It's been going on since. It's been going on since Bobby Lashley first turned heel. That's how it's been fucking going on. Since, you know what? No lie. It all began during the middle of the fucking Mid-Smax challenge with the fucking BMB. That's where it started.
God damn, that's a long time ago.
Yeah. It's fucking
and
awful.
And it's finally, and it's I mean, Finn Balor, man, like you guys already brought up Finn Balor, man, but I'm gonna put my thoughts in on him. Poor guy's just been dealing with shit. So many more things they could do with this guy. You want to talk about missed booking opportunities. You're absolutely right, Batman. This shit with Finn Balor, man. They could definitely use him in better ways, but instead he's stuck with Bobby Lashley for half a fucking year. And it's carried on into WrestleMania. So, you know, that's probably going to carry on to the pay-per-view afterwards. Which one is it? What's it called?
I don't know, Extreme Rules?
Payback or some shit.
It's Extreme Rules.
So we'll see how that plays out. But damn it, man. I'm sick of fucking Bobby Lashley versus Finn fucking Balor. Sick of that shit already. At least Samoa Joe versus Rey Mysterio's fresh. I still would like to see Samoa Joe beat the shit out of that little chihuahua. But I don't think I'll be getting that. Somehow I have a feeling Rey Mysterio is going to win, and I'm going to be fucked up about it. But it won't be for long because I already know it's going to happen, so fuck it.
Hey, can we talk about the fucking waste of time fucking beat the clock challenge and the fact that Ronda Rousey is more
what
of a terrible...
What the fuck was that about? Batman, did you see that beat the clock challenge, bro?
Yeah, that was a
it was completely inconsequential.
Ever. What, and for what, for her to lose on Raw and then her win the championship the next fucking day?
I wanted to pick up a fucking chair and throw it through the television.
And then you want to make Ronda Rousey look fucking powerful and then for her to make her lose. If you're going to make her powerful, make her powerful. If you're going to make her lose, make her fucking lose. But choose one. You know what I mean? Not go back and forth, because then you just confuse everybody. And you know what? Things are just to be done, I think. I don't know.
You know what makes it more garbage is the fact that she gave a terrible heel promo, too. Fucking acting like dropping the mic, then picking it up, dropping the mic, then picking it up, and then, you know, saying a few words.
Yeah,
like
I didn't understand the promo either. It's like, and one more thing.
Oh,
and one
man.
More thing. And one more
she
thing. It was
like
she was on a fucking
idiot.
Period or something.
Yeah. She looked like a fucking idiot when she was doing that. Damn
and it. By the way, information for this coming Monday, there's going to be a fucking six-woman tag match between all six of these cunts.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Rousey, Becky Lynch, and Charlotte versus the fucking Wyatt squad. And get this. Get this what the attitude
stipulation.
Is. If fucking one of them betrays the team, then one of them will forfeit their match at WrestleMania. So imagine if fucking Charlotte, the one who's been booked into this triple threat match, fucking forfeits her match, and all along we're getting a fucking single match to Becky Lynch and Ronda, wasting all of our fucking time and getting angry for nothing.
Man, you know what, though? If something like that does happen, and they do end up pulling Charlotte, but no, man, they're not going to do that because you know why? Because they're not going to do that. They're not going to do it, dude. If anything, they would end up pulling... No, they're not going to pull anybody out of the match. There's just no way. Batman, do you think somebody's going to betray somebody and somebody will end up dropping out of that triple threat? Batman, are you on mute?
Yeah, can you repeat that again?
Do you think that the triple threat, somebody's going to fall out because they betray somebody? You know, and, that's what the stipulation is. I mean, I don't see them pulling out Charlotte at this juncture in the fucking bill. 1 week going
into
it.
I don't think so either. But I don't know, man. That's the only thing too. If you're gonna make this whole thing about Becky and Ronda, about the Raw Women's Heavyweight, and you want to make the SmackDown Championship just as equal, and your way of doing it is by Charlotte winning the belt a week before WrestleMania and then putting it in the match. So are you just gonna have Charlotte there either way? Because guess what, she loses, she still has a fucking belt. So what is the whole point of it? And then if that's the case, then you just put her in the whole fucking thing for what? And then Becky to go through all the shit for what? You know what I mean? Now it's like, it's obvious that Becky's gonna win the fucking belt now. You just made everything fucking obvious. Now he could in turn do an okie doke and turn it all around on us. You know what I mean? And make Ronda win or whatever the fuck. Then we'd be like, okay, now we look like stupid because we didn't know. But I mean, I'm not understanding the way they're going right now. It's everything's just confusing.
You want me to add more confusion about what happened this Monday? Ronda Rousey's a heel, and she's fighting a heel wrestler in fucking Sarah Logan. Charlotte's a heel, and she's fighting a heel Ruby Riott. And Becky Lynch is the only face wrestler fighting a heel. That's great booking, isn't it?
Yeah, they're all over the place with this, man.
Yeah.
They're
not
all over the place with this. It's incongruent. Everything is fucked up. Nothing makes sense, but that's where we are. Yeah. Yes, incongruent. Look it up if you do not know what it means. It's the word of the day right here on the Fatal 4-Way Radio World Generation Podcast Network. Yeah.
Yeah, peons.
That's where we're at.
Yeah.
You fucking peon. Nah, man, we're not going to insult my audience. We're not going to insult my audience.
You
humanoid.
I got interesting story about Miss Flair herself. Apparently,
talk about it.
Apparently, these three women went on an interview in ESPN, right? And usually when you're on an interview talk show, you get a nameplate saying what you've done or who you are. So with Ronda, it said the first ever woman inducted into the UFC Hall of Fame.
Uh-huh.
For Becky, it said that she's the 12th superstar to main event without being in the card last year. But guess what Charlotte said in her nameplate?
Yeah, I didn't see that. That's what I wanted to see because I saw her reply to that.
Hold on. I want to shock Minister with this. Daughter of Ric Flair. They didn't say any of her.
Oh my God.
They didn't say any of her fucking achievements or her stats. And that's not the only time ESPN fucked with Charlotte. Last year she went to a photo shoot for these guys, and they still called her the daughter of Ric Flair.
Yeah, and then I think that's what she mentioned. She replied with him like, okay, you couldn't have mentioned the 7 or now 8 women's championship titles that she's won. The
mm-hmm.
NXT I think she was the NXT champion for a little bit. They didn't mention the ESPN body cover they fucking did for her. The body, you know what I mean? Like she was naked doing the whole fucking in the ring and all that. They did a special for her and they still couldn't mention that. They just said Ric Flair's daughter. That's got to be a tough one. Because, you know, being second and third or whatever the fuck.
That does have to be a tough pill to swallow with.
Yeah, it's like Randy Orton, right? Randy Orton
what
is...
What can I do?
It's like, well, what if that happened to Randy Orton? You know what I mean? He's
well,
he's a 13-time world champion. Son.
Bob Orton's son. But fuck, dude. Cowboy Bob Orton was no fucking Randy Orton.
Randy Orton, you know what he would have done to the people? He would have won ESPN, stuck his dick out, and made him touch it.
No,
whatever rumor that.
I remember.
Whatever rumor it was, or he would have. You know
Orton.
What he would have done? He would have gone and opened up their duffel bag and shit in it, like he did before.
No, he would have beaten the fuck out of somebody. He would have beaten the fuck out of somebody. I saw a video of him slapping a fucking Spanish reporter for disrespecting him. He would have been a fucking somebody.
Rage yeah. Orton back like what about 10 years ago when
back
he was all rage.
yeah, Rage Orton.
Well, shit, man. Let's see. We were just talking about who the fuck were we talking? Oh yeah, man, that's Charlotte Flair. Holy fuck, that's gotta suck, dude. I mean, even I, you guys know how hardcore I am. Even I, though, feel bad about this for her. I mean, fuck. What can she do to break out of the shadow of her dad? I mean, dude, she's a great fucking talent on her in her own right.
Yeah, dude, she deserves all of
those
accolades.
She is. She's a great talent in her own right. Holy fuck.
Yeah, but
that's what I'm saying. It's like Randy Orton saying, oh, this is Bob Orton or whatever, the grandson.
Yeah, but the problem is she's too much like her dad. That's the fucking problem.
No, I don't think so. See, that's the difference. I don't think she's anything like her dad. Nothing like her dad.
No,
because you know what? Her dad was a great – her dad is one of the greatest world – or here's what I think about Ric Flair. He's considered, obviously, one of the greatest workers ever. But even he says it. His moveset was small. He didn't have a lot. He didn't really win with the figure four ever. You know what I mean? He says it on his own podcast. He says it on podcasts that he's on in interviews that his daughter has done a lot in her short amount of time. In her 6, 7, 5 years or whatever she's been in the business. She's done a lot, bro. And she's a natural, man. You can tell when Ric Flair first started, there was a lot missing. When he was Rambling Ricky Rhodes or whatever the hell he was before, because he's trying to be like Dusty Rhodes. And then he finally found his Ric Flair thing, and he's still in his first heavyweight. I think he won his first heavyweight belt against Harley Race. He wasn't even fucking ready. And then he went and won it against Dusty Rhodes, and that's when it really went out for him, when he really was put on the mat. But, again, Charlotte is nothing like Ric Flair, and that's why it's so disrespectful. Now, to me, the person, if you're going to do something like that, like saying Curtis Axel, the son of Mr. Perfect, the son of the Axe, Curtis the Axe Henning or whatever, right? Because he hasn't really accomplished shit in the WWE, but a tag team title, I think. But Charlotte Flair is not in that category. She's eight-time women's champion, NXT women's champion, Divas champion. Did she win a Royal Rumble or not? She's won a lot
no.
of shit, you know what I mean? She's done a lot in the WWE in the few years that she's been there. And she's really
yeah.
set the bar. When it comes to the Divas Evolution, look, we got Paige, we got Emma, we got all these other people that... Because Emma was a part of that evolution, too. We forget about her.
Oh.
Sasha, you got all the Baileys. But none of them touch natural talent, and none of them touch what she does. Her facial expressions, Charlotte looks ugly when she does it, but that's the point.
She does. I like her facial expressions and shit.
That's what
but
I mean.
I think she's very talented. She's
yeah,
definitely got more talent
like
than
that,
the rest
dude.
Of the women.
Her dad just has
the
a
women
that
are going to be in the women's tag team championship match, guys. Because we got Sasha Banks and Bayley versus Beth Phoenix and Natalya versus Nia Jax and Tamina Snuka versus the Iconics for the women's tag team championship.
Here's the problem I have with this one. I get Nia Jax and Tamina because they have a rematch clause, even though they said rematch clause don't exist, but that's bullshit. I get Iconics because they just defeated the tag champ at SmackDown. But where the fuck does Natalya and Beth Phoenix get a fucking title shot from? Where the fuck did these two punks get it?
Okay, who was Natalya's partner before she got hurt? Or wasn't somebody her partner and then she got hurt?
Well, I don't know. Fucking Beth. She's
what,
so fucking forgettable, I don't know.
I know, right? Who the fuck was it? She had a partner there for a minute, and then she got hurt. Fuck, I can't remember who
it was. I guess she was friends with Ronda or Nikki Bella, whatever the fuck, total divas people are. I don't know. Who cares what's talking about Natalya?
Yeah, Natalya is just there, man. She's just there occupying space at this time. I mean, fuck, man, that's hardcore. That's hardcore to say, man, but fuck, man, I mean, it's true. It's like she's just in the way, and it's terrible because, you know, she's pretty good, and she's been there so long. I think it was fucking what's-her-face, man, the big, tall black chick.
Oof. Or she got caught drinking and fucking wrestling.
No,
drinking
I think
while,
it was,
drinking
I think
while
it,
wrestling.
No, I think Natalia only partnered with Beth Phoenix for her career. That's the only partner she had.
Yeah,
remember the whole
there's
Kelly,
no story there.
The
Beth Phoenix
Kelly
is coming
shit.
In out of nowhere.
Yeah, I'm like, what the
and
fuck?
And what about the promo when she was saying that back when they were together, back when they like fucking Natalia was around. Was Natalia around when Beth Phoenix was around?
They were tormenting Kelly Kelly when she was Divas champion.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Fuck, here I am slipping. And that's how forgettable fucking Natalia is, though. At first, I remember I used to make fun of her because I thought she looked like Fabio. For a long time there, she reminded me of Fabio, you know, the male model. But now she's pretty fucking hot. I'm going to tell you that now. She no longer looks like Fabio to me now.
The state of the fucking ground. That finisher Beth Phoenix hit on Tamina was fucking awful. And part
yeah,
of it
was the,
Tamina.
Tamina didn't sell that at all. And you know what it
Tamina
was? I think it's because of the
worst
size.
Wrestler on the women's roster.
It's because of the size. And Tamina's not that bad,
worthless.
Dude. It's just that
she's
they just don't put her
worthless.
In anything good.
No, she's fucking worthless. She's the worst women ever. She's fucking worthless, dude. She can't.
Nah, I don't think she's the worst.
Yes, she is. She's fucking worthless.
I think she's the worst one on the roster right now. Fuck, she could barely move.
No. Can't even run right. She can't even do an ambush right. Did you saw how she tried to fucking sneak attack fucking Sasha on Monday? That was fucking awful.
There's one thing I can say that I do like about her. And that's how she does that one move. She's got one move that I like. And that's where the move that she does, she doesn't do it all the time either, but she does it quite often where she fucking, like, does a chop block from behind. Like, she fucking throws her knee onto the back
she
of,
does
the
a good
knee
super
of the opponent. Knocks them down. I like that. I like how she does. Takes them down.
My favorite move with Tamina is when she exits the ring.
Can we already say that I'm already fucking bored of the women's division? Because I'm already fucking bored of it.
Well, yeah. You've been bored
I'm
with
bored
it for a long time already. You
yeah,
haven't liked it from
fucking,
the get-go. You've been one of their biggest critics.
Yeah, and look and behold, once again, I've been proven right that WWE's stupid ideas, and look what's happening. We're getting a fucking
the
awful
Swami
four,
Christian.
Four, no. The Swami.
Who said
I am the
five
Swami.
Months
That's
ago.
I mean. Yeah, the Swami. I am the Swami. And I predicted 5 months ago that fucking all the four horsewomen were going to fucking win all the titles to WrestleMania. And look, it's coming true because I could see the future, apparently, or that the fucking company fucking sucks. It's really easy to read. Batman, what is your thoughts? What is your fucking thoughts that I predicted this 5 months ago and it's coming true?
Christian taking over the show. Batman, what is your thoughts?
Oh man, that's the thing is that we've slowly been predicting this. Like even before WrestleMania season came along, we've just been complaining about how Raw has just gone to shit. Even SmackDown, who we thought was doing way better, our ratings were always so good, and then they started going to shit. And only because it was just confusing, not because of the talent, because SmackDown still kills it when it comes to their talent and their shows. I mean, look at the Kofi Kingston and the New Day thing that they've been doing. To me, that's a hell of a lot more interesting than what the fuck has been going on in Raw. And really, the
I'll
only thing that's
what,
really
man.
Going on in Raw right now, the only thing that I see that's a highlight on Raw, and that's barely, is the Ronda Rousey-Becky Lynch thing. And Becky Lynch isn't even a part of Raw. You know what I mean? Like,
it's one of our other co-hosts, T-Rock Plutonium, he's so fucked up about it. About Raw, you know, he hosts the show Monday Night Fallout, which you can check out here on the World Generation podcast, and myself and Christian are on that show. But yeah, he's ending the show because Monday Night Raw fucking sucks so much. And I can't say I blame him. I mean, I've been on board with that. I've been complaining about that for months now. I've been saying, guys, I don't know how much longer I can do this fucking show. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to continue doing Fatal 4-Way Radio, and I'm going to tell you why. Because at least with Fatal 4-Way Radio, I do it later on in the week. I'm really digging this Friday deal, doing it on Friday, so I'll tell you. I might change it up to Friday, if that's possible, because I am digging it. Because, you know, it gives me more time to watch the shit. I don't have to sit there. See, Monday Night Fallout, that's the problem. I have to sit there for 3 fucking hours. I have to dedicate that time. 3 fucking hours to sit there and watch that fucking bullshit. And then to get on the radio and fucking complain about it. It's not fun.
Yeah. And plus,
at least when I was drinking, it was fun.
Yeah. We're running out of liquor real fucking fast to stun our fucking pain. We're running out of liquor here.
I haven't drank since the Super Bowl. So, if I'm drinking, you know, it's fine, but I'm taking a break from that right now. I don't feel like drinking. You know, you drink, it's self-inflicted. You wake up the next day, you're feeling like shit. It's all self-inflicted, man. You do it to yourself.
Yeah.
I'm taking a break from that shit right now, but I digress. Listen, guys, we're going to take a break right now. When we come back, though, we're going to continue with, because we're talking about, we're talking in general. But the guys just brought up, I think it was Batman that brought up New Day. And I'm glad he did, because I want to talk about New Day. And we're going to talk about the whole, it's a fine line, man. Is it about race or is it not about race? Who the fuck knows? Vince knows. I don't know. Is he playing the race? Is he doing something racial right in front of our eyes and getting away with it? Because, you know, under the guise of it's television, it's a storyline. Who the fuck knows? He knows. He knows. And he's going to fucking, maybe he and one other person knows, and that's it. Him and Triple H know. Not even Steffi knows. It could be. Maybe, again, it's not. But we're going to find out about it, and we're going to talk about it when we come back on Fatal 4-Way Radio. And by the way, it's 619-924-0815. Call in if you want. Give us your thoughts on the road to WrestleMania stinking away, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll be right back right after these words.
Rising from the depths of oblivion, materializing out of the ether, lost, found, the greatest talk show that will ever be. Return to the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You want to see something really scary? Something really scary? You want to see something really scary?
People everywhere are signing up to join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
Enlist yourself in the best wrestling news, wrestling opinion, and of course, the best wrestling commentators in the history of mankind. Grab your gear and join
WrestleCorp.
Sit yourself down in the gorilla position and come join the fight to make wrestling a worldwide phenomenon. Join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
From bell to bell, are you ready?
Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on World Generation Network. Tune in to Radio Renegade with your hosts, Christian from Philly and Batman. A show where they talk about missed booking opportunities, what is scenarios, what the fuck moments, and more. That's Radio Renegade, Saturday at 8 p.m. only on the World Generation Network. Be there.
Not a hard working deal. Let me show with what you got. And that's just what I did. That's the American way.
Welcome back to Fatal 4-Way Radio right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. And yeah, you heard that. That was the theme song for Talking Wrestling with Lou, which will be coming back very, very soon to the World Generation Podcast Network. I think it's short term, one or two episodes only, but definitely stay tuned for more information on that as we get it to you hot off the presses right here on the World Generation Podcast Network.
Rising from the depths of oblivion.
And yeah, that's how that goes. I played the wrong fucking thing there. How about that? Nah, we all fuck up, man. Fuck it. So we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for sticking around with us. Batman, how the hell are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. I'm doing perfect.
Great and perfect.
Just a
how
little.
About that?
Yeah, great and perfect.
I like that.
I'm just still just dumbfounded on this whole WrestleMania, man. Like, not even the Hall of Fame. Not even the Hall of Fame has got me. Like, the only thing that
hey,
I feel
even the
cool
Hall
about
of Fame has been lackluster. You're right.
Well. I mean, look, the Harlem Heat is going in, but they already went in. I mean, they didn't already, but Booker T already has a Hall of Fame ring. You know,
yeah.
His brother does deserve it because his brother Stevie Ray, I mean, really was a vital part of Harlem Heat and just Booker T's career. So he deserves it too. But we've already seen that. That little dynamic, because he went and inducted Booker T, right? Here's another thing. Jim the Anvil and Bret Hart, that tag team, they're both Hall of Famers, right? I believe Jim is already a Hall of Famer himself, and so is fucking Bret Hart. So this would be their second ring going in as a tag team. Like, I feel like this could have been an opportunity for this WrestleMania to put other people into the Hall of Fame. Owen Hart or just, I mean, anybody else, dude. Vader, who just passed, you know, not that long ago. There's so many other opportunities that other people you
Bam
could have put
Bam
in the Hall of Fame. Bam Bam is another one. And
oh,
nothing.
Yeah,
what do you put? You put in DX, which is okay because of China, but
King
just for
Kong
not putting
Bundy.
In China.
Man, King Kong Bundy.
Yeah, King Kong Bundy. See, again,
I remember him
opportunities.
So well from WCCW, World
yeah,
Class
World-class
Championship
wrestling.
Wrestling. Fuck, Christian, mm-hmm. You would have loved that shit, dude. You would have fucking loved that shit.
Oh,
yeah,
the Von Erichs, the Von Erichs versus the Freebirds is legendary.
That was killer, man.
Yeah.
The Freebirds.
Oh,
oh,
I saw
my
that.
God.
I saw All American Wrestling.
No, not All American. World Class Championship Wrestling.
No, I saw that.
No, that From stuff
Dallas.
Was the, that yeah, that's where the, what's, God, I can't remember his name. For some reason, I keep thinking of Maga, or Kamala. Well, he started in Memphis, but he really got a huge name in world-class championship wrestling.
Oh, I got another Hall of Famer, Teddy Long.
Teddy Long already went into the Hall of Fame.
Okay. Mark Henry.
He went in like 2 years ago.
Mark Henry.
Mark Henry went in last year. That's the reason why I mentioned Owen
Did
Hart
he?
Because he went in. Yeah, and he cried about the
okay,
whole.
Okay, how about
he,
this one? Okay, how about this one? This one deserves it the most. Big Show.
Mm. Yeah, I could see him. I could see him. Because he's not really in the ring anymore, and he's got a history.
Or the most deserving of them all, fucking Kane.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
I love that.
I wouldn't even
have a problem with Big Show. I like Big Show too. Everybody always dogs the Big Show, but I like him. I like how he improved himself throughout his career. I mean, I remember when he used to not be able to. He didn't know how to fucking fall. You guys remember that?
Yeah, but he could do a drop kick.
Take a fall for shit. He can do it now, badass, man. He goes through the ropes and shit.
Yeah.
But you were saying.
Well, yeah. Kane deserves it the most. I mean, just because he's mad does
Kane.
Not mean he cannot deserve his fucking Hall of Fame ring. Or whatever. Fucking Triple H is getting his second fucking Hall of Fame ring. I think this was the lamest way. I think this was the lamest way.
Shawn Michaels is getting his second.
Yeah, and Triple H. Oh, wait.
Triple H doesn't have a Hall of Fame ring.
Oh, now he's getting a. This is how he gets his first Hall of Fame ring? Are you kidding me? From DX?
DX. Well, this was their way of being able to put in China.
Then he'll get another one with Evolution. Then he'll get one as Triple H, the Game, the Cerebral Assassin.
What of the fucking Authority? Imagine if they did it with the fucking Authority.
I actually liked the Authority. I was a fan of that shit. Everybody was all fucked up about it. I loved it.
Yeah.
But guys,
what
about, I'm going to get Batman's thoughts on Dean Ambrose before we go into the New Day. On Dean Ambrose versus Drew McIntyre in that last standing match on Raw. What did you think about it?
I have a question. Just, oh no, he did join the Hall of Fame. Shawn Michaels, right?
Oh yeah, Shawn Michaels has been
did
there
he?
For a while. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You know who I think would have been really deserving. Because of the New York thing. Bam Bam, we mentioned Bam Bam, but The Rock. Dude, The Rock hasn't been in the business in years, and he's one of the main reasons why this business was huge. I don't see why they couldn't induct him into the Hall of Fame.
The Rock?
You got other people that are, yeah, The Rock.
You know, that would have been cool, 35 years. I mean, it's the 35th anniversary. He could be the you know, the big guy, The Rock. You're right, he has.
Mm.
I mean, he's opened
up all
the
accolades for it, bro. He's the reason why there's SmackDown. He's the reason why there's a SmackDown versus Raw, why there's those games. He's the reason why there's so many people that can go into the movies now. He's one of the biggest fucking stars there is. If not, he's the highest paid actor in fucking Hollywood right now. And he has his own company. You know what I mean? He deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, dude.
His own YouTube channel.
I don't know, man. I would argue with you, Batman, that it's not The Rock, that it's that other fucking dude that used to be in the boy band. It's that guy, Wahlberg. That motherfucker's in every movie, man. How can he not be the highest paid actor?
No, but it is The Rock, and you know why? Because The Rock.
In every movie, man.
But The Rock, but he's in a movie that's produced by other people. The Rock is in a movie that's produced by him. So he gets all full part of the cut.
He gets
the arrows,
all the green.
Yeah.
What about Adam Sandler? He does those Happy Mason Madison movies. Isn't he?
Yeah, but his
movies.
Yeah, but his movies don't make nothing compared to what
The
Rock
does. That motherfucking Adam Sandler is fucking yesterday's news. Dude.
Adam Sandler has Netflix money now, and that's it.
Would you believe me that he won an award this year, the Kids' Choice Awards, for Best Animated Voice Actor?
Oh, well,
yeah, I can see that.
You know, that's the easy money right there. If you're going to be acting, that's the easy fucking money. To just go into the studio. You can go in however the fuck you're dressed, whatever the fuck, just
you
sit there in your little booth.
We're talking about all these people, not to cut you off, we're talking about all these people who deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, and I don't see any ECW names. There's only one fucking ECW name that I've seen, which was the Dudley Boys last year. before. That was last year, the year before.
Because Vince is still better about ECW.
Nah, I don't think he's better now. I mean, he just ribs on them so much, but he can't be better because look at all the stars that came from ECW that were in WWE. Eddie Guerrero, Chris Benoit, Chris Jericho,
Rob Van Dam, RVD.
Rob Van Dam, Rob Van Dam, Tommy Dreamer, Dean Malenko, Jamie Noble. These are people that are in his fucking office right now that went through the ECW. Stone Cold, Mick Foley. Come on. These are people that he fucking took from there. He's not bitter. It's just we need to get some ECW originals too, though. Like RVD to me deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Taz
deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Taz. Raven deserves to be. To me, Raven deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, bro. Raven was Tommy Dreamer. You know, Tommy Dreamer's out there, House of Glow or House of Hardcore promotion again. And he builds careers. He gives opportunities to people out there in the independents. People like that, I think, deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
Are you kidding me? He's not in the Hall of Fame. Tommy Dreamer's not a WWE Hall of Famer.
No, and that's the thing. He was in creative. He was a guy that he was a talent relations.
That's
crazy. He was behind the scenes. He was behind the scenes for a lot of stuff. That guy deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Like I said, so does RVD. So does Paul Heyman. Look, Paul Heyman, I mean, they inducted Greg Gagne and Vern Gagne, or Greg Gagne, and they had beef with him forever. They inducted Jerry Jarrett from the Memphis territory, and you know, he had beef with them forever. He had beef with Bret Hart to put him in the fucking Hall of Fame. Fuck Psycho Sid.
Yeah.
I don't even think he deserves to be in any Hall of Fame.
Yeah, fuck that. No, you're right. Fuck that idiot. Well,
you know who I think possibly deserves to be in the Hall of Fame too when it comes to women? And I don't think she's in there. Miss Elizabeth, bro.
No, she's not in it. She's not in it at all. And yet they almost had a fucking battle royal named after her. But they fucking canceled it for fucking... Who was that fucking bitch's name? Fucking what? The Monroe, and then they changed that next. Assholes. Miss Elizabeth should be in the fucking Hall of Fame. And so should fucking Sherry, too.
Sherry Martel was in the Hall of
Fame. Sherry.
Yeah.
Sherry Martel was in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Yeah, Sherry Martel was in the Hall of Fame. She was in the Hall of Fame with Eddie Guerrero.
I don't know. Anyway.
Listen, guys. I want to get back on track. We're running low on time. I want to talk about the New Day. It feels like it's got a little bit of racial undertones or some type of shit. Kind of subtle. They're subtle. They're not all in your face, but they're subtle.
Yeah.
Batman, do you feel what I'm talking about, Batman? Do you feel it?
The B stands for black.
Shit.
Oh, I went full heel right there.
You talking about a B-plus player?
Yeah, the black-plus players.
Oh, my God.
They've been blacklisted.
Oh, hell. Shit. Christian, racial undertones with the New Day?
No. It doesn't make sense, because if it was racial, why the fuck would they let Booker T win another world championship in WWE? During the whole invasion angle, if it was racial, why did fucking Mark Henry won the World Heavyweight Championship in the Hall of Pain? If it was racial, why did Big E won the IC title against Curtis Axel? It's stupid. If it was racial, why recently did R-Truth won the U.S. belt? Or let you won multiple tag champs? How could it be racial when you've been the front merch sellers and, you know, ambassadors for, you know, WWE and having your own YouTube channel for video games? How could it be racial?
And this is one thing that we're going to get into, which it's not to be too, God, I don't want to sound too ignorant, but
yeah,
I don't think it's a racial thing. I don't think they have any problem with racial or Asian. You know what I mean? It's just... Have we come across any stars that have that have really hit it with the, how can I say this without sounding like an idiot? Fuck it, I'm just going to say it anyways. We haven't had, other than, no, we, other than Booker T or Mark Henry or anyone else that, you know, that has that African-American or whatever black that won the titles, give me anybody else that was black that was there or Asian or anything like that other than the white people. It sounds so terrible when I say this, but that have really kind of just crossed barriers. You know, not crossed barriers, but just, like, none of them were the magnitude of Stone Cold or The Rock or anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just the character. You know what I mean? It's nothing against the race. I think it's just it doesn't get over. There's something about it that's not getting over with the people. And I don't think it has to do anything with racial undertones or anything like that. It's just
no. It
just so happens that, you know, the people that get over are just that. You know what I mean? Kofi Kingston has gotten over, right? But he hasn't gotten himself over to where you would see him on, like I said, the morning shows or Good Morning America.
No.
Very few have come across like that. You know, the only one that I can think of that's like white that does come across like that all the time is John Cena. But Randy Orton, but you don't. You think Shinsuke Nakamura is going to be like that? No.
The R word up, guys. The race word. The R word.
The race.
was because Jim Ross criticized WWE for using race in the Kofi Bryan storyline. Kofi and Daniel Bryan storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the fans blasted JR. The fans did not agree with him at all. So I had to bring it up to see if there was racial undertone in the story. Jim Ross said, race should never have been brought into the storyline. It's a classic underdog storyline. Race, religion, and politics have no place on wrestling TV. In my opinion. So that's why
racial undertone? That's the only thing. And I get what you're saying, because Jim Ross did say that. But maybe I'm missing something, but I didn't see any racial undertone or any racial tone or anything to do with race. You know one thing that confuses me about this whole Daniel Bryan and Kofi Kingston
thing is what happened to KO? It's the hypocritical storyline where Daniel Bryan's being a hypocrite. That's all. That's what the storyline is about.
Yeah, I have not seen anything mentioned about race at all during this whole fucking program.
No, but
the only confusing thing I've seen about this whole program is what the hell happened to Kevin Owens. He got it brought into the match, and it's like the past like couple of matches, like they forgot about him. Like he's not even in the triple threat anymore. Does anybody notice that?
And you know what else?
What happened
fucked up? Can we really call it the Daniel Bryan and Kofi Kingston storyline? How is Daniel Bryan a major player into this? He's like a third wheel into the storyline. The whole thing is mostly Kofi Kingston versus Vince McMahon. Daniel Bryan is just fucking there.
The champion.
He's just fucking there. Fucking Daniel Bryan.
He's doing McMahon's bidding. I mean,
He's not really. He's just fucking agreeing, but
he's
being
the fucking
making
pawn.
The
he's being used as a fucking pawn.
Yeah, he's an idiot. But why is he following a corporate boss knowing that he's an environmentalist antagonist? Isn't he, like, betraying his own morals? Isn't he supposed to be an environmentalist, you know, supporter? Yeah, he's supporting a corporate goon like Vince McMahon and holding down, you know, a fellow earthling or something? What happened to that?
Well, I have found that a lot of these people, the environmentalists and fucking the other ones, what are they, the vegans? They're fucking vegans. They're fucking a very fickle, for lack of a better word, fickle. They're a fickle crowd, man. They're the type of people that, okay, they're vegan. I've come across people that are fucking vegan, okay? This means they don't kill animals and shit. You know, you can't fucking have a leather couch because an animal died for it. And fucking you can't wear leather shoes or whatever. You know, shit like that. Because they're vegan. However, they are pro-abortion.
And it's like, get the fuck out of here. How the fuck are you going to be a fucking vegan and then you're pro-abortion? Get the fuck out of here with that shit. At this point, someone comes across to me like that, they're just fucking confused. And if they can't fucking see that they're confused, I will not even waste my fucking time talking to somebody like that. Fuck that shit. I see what you're saying.
He's not even talking about the environment no more. Like, what's Dan O'Brien's heel character now? His heel character is starting to get lame now. Like, he's not.
Hey, he's Vince McMahon's lapdog.
Yeah, it's ruined. This whole storyline.
Somehow
he
turned into Vince McMahon's lapdog.
Yeah, this whole heel run is ruined. It's ruined. It's ruined. Because he doesn't even talk about the environment no more. He doesn't talk about he's being the Earth's savior. All he does is just slap people like Stephanie McMahon. And he doesn't even win his matches anymore. Just fucking Eric Rowan does the most of the fucking work. It sucks. His heel run sucks. It's awful. And he's not even the major player in this. Fucking Vince, for some unknown reason, is in a fucking WrestleMania storyline which he's not supposed to be in. There's nothing new about this. This isn't the 90s no more. Kofi's just going to win the belt and then he's going to lose it in Extreme Rules because the New Day is going to turn on him. Because they're going to say, oh, Kofi, and even this is fucked up. The guy who's in the storyline doesn't win his opportunity to go to WrestleMania, but his fucking partners win it for him. How does this make Kofi look good? It doesn't. It doesn't make him look like a fucking promising challenger. It just makes him look like he's fucking lucky. And that's pathetic. It's really pathetic. Kofi looks pathetic. Makes him look pathetic.
He did look pathetic the other day. The facial expressions that he was making, actually, it looked so pathetic that I busted out laughing, because it was comical to me. It really was comical to me the way that when they were cutting that promo the other day, and he was in that room, he was in that ring, and he had that crazy look on his face. It was comical, but
yeah,
everybody's fucked up about it. If he doesn't win, let's talk about what happens if he doesn't win.
Oh,
Batman,
fuck me.
What happens if he doesn't, if Kofi Kingston doesn't win, dude? Is he a lock?
Well,
first of all, is he a lock to win?
I think so. I don't think they're going to go through all the stuff just for him to lose. But it happens. It could happen, him losing. But, if he doesn't win, dude, then I go back on my statement earlier, and there's a lot of racial undertone. Because there's no fucking reason why he cannot win, bro. There's no reason why he shouldn't win. You know, he's deserving. And you know what? I think he will, because Daniel Bryan, I bet you anything, he's the one that is the one that's asking for this program. He probably saw an opportunity and was like, you know what? He just came out of left field. Because we weren't planning on him. Mustafa was the one. You know, not until Kofi got this little spotlight on him. Mustafa was the one that was, you can tell that they were grooming him for this spot, you know? And then somehow, Kofi's hand got dealt and he's now in this position. And of all people to win it from, and this whole B-plus player storyline and all that stuff, I mean, it just makes sense, Daniel Bryan, because this is the Daniel Bryan story, like fucking 4 or 5 years ago. You know what I mean? It's the underdog that shouldn't be there, B plus player, yada yada yada, and he's still arguing or going against the powers that be, just the way he, you know, it's like it's the same thing, in a certain way, and man, it's just I want to say he's going to win, bro, but yeah.
Oh, fuck me. Here we go. Listen, Listen to what I'm about to say. I don't care if he wins or loses. That's not the fucking issue. The real issue is... No. The real issue is then they wasted 3 months of our fucking time of this bullshit if he doesn't win. That's the real fucking issue. You waste 3 months of our fucking time.
I dare to say 5 months.
No. It's three.
I'm just saying, from when you're talking about WrestleMania going to shit, you called this out five months ago. Oh, man, it's
no,
just...
No, 3 months for the storyline.
Yeah, yeah.
3 months of this storyline. If he loses, then what the fuck? Why the fuck did you waste your fucking time for this bullshit? Why the fuck did you waste your time? Why? It's bullshit. And then there's another fucking scary thought. Brock Lesnar might retaining. That's fucking terrible, because then why the fuck would you want Brock Lesnar to retain? That's a scary thought.
Wait a minute.
And here's
Brock Lesnar might retain. I think he
scary
is retaining.
Thought.
Yeah, I've heard rumors that he might retain again. And if they do that, this
is
what? How many WrestleManias is this now?
Fucking seven. I don't want I don't.
Yeah, we need a new champion
I'm sick of fucking Lesnar. This whole point was for the UFC shit. But I haven't seen once of Lesnar showing up with the belt at UFC. Not once. And then there's another scary thought of Charlotte winning both championships at WrestleMania, and that's the main event. You know how it's going to be?
Have you seen the supposedly Daniel Cormier was calling up Brock Lesnar and was telling and mentioned that he might make an appearance at WrestleMania?
He's like,
well, if you want to fight me, I'll go to you instead of you come to me. Da 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 da. And so then, Daniel Cormier calling him out, bro. Like, I mean, do you think there could be a? So because there's a chance where Daniel Cormier could go and interrupt this match. He said it on live TV, bro. It's recorded. It's there. You know, you got to be held accountable. You know,
but that doesn't make sense.
And if he doesn't
good,
come out, then it's
got
to be the racial undertone, because Daniel Cormier deserves something.
And if Charlotte Flair wins the fucking triple threat and becomes triple champion, you know how many people are gonna be fucking pissed off sitting there for 8 hours. Seeing 17 fucking matches, and then you end it with fucking Charlotte Flair winning and staying on top again? Are you fucking real? Is that enough that you have this bitch ruin Asuka's career by ending her undefeated streak at WrestleMania last year? Are you going to have her win two titles at WrestleMania?
Yeah.
That's fucking awful. That is fucking dreadful.
And you know what? And they've been there's been a lot of stuff out there, like, you know, just rumors and innuendos about the unification of the women's title and changing the color to white. All white. So I don't know. There's a possibility that she could. I mean, she won the fucking championship on SmackDown. Out of nowhere, out of left field, out of just literally the day before losing the stupid ass whatever beat the clock shit that they had going on.
Oh yeah, there's a great huge possibility that Charlotte wins. I don't know if you guys know this or not. I mean, I'm thinking about calling Charlotte. This is not set in stone for Becky Lynch, guys. This is not set in stone for Becky Lynch, man. Look at who has owned and who has dominated the women's division in the past 5-6 years. Who has it been? It's been Charlotte.
From the proven
fucking, you know, the proven commodity. Everything she does is proven well, and it's proven great for her. Why would they steer away from that? This could be all a setup for fucking Charlotte. That's how they did it last year. That's how they did it the year before last.
And that's why.
And there is that. Well, Paul Heyman said she was going to. There's no what?
And that's why I've been saying all this time, last week, that I said that the women's evolution is fucking bullshit because they mostly focus on only four fucking women. They mostly focus on four guns. There's no such thing as a women's evolution. One revolution is a Charlotte. There's no evolution. There's no such thing.
Did you call me
no
a cunt? Did you call them cunt?
Yes.
Four fucking cunts. Oh my God.
And you know
what?
Well,
they're the top cunts,
fucking...
though. They're the top cunts.
That's the fucked up part, too. But here's another fucked up thing. That means the Royal Rumble doesn't mean shit. Because no matter if you do win the Royal Rumble match, you don't fucking win in Mania. You don't fucking win.
Oh, fuck, dude. The Royal Rumble's been bastardized for quite some time now. You can't put any fucking stock in the fucking Royal Rumble, dude. And I have hated the Royal Rumble for quite some time now because of that. The Royal Rumble's been bastardized for quite some time now.
They are already fucking advertising fucking Survivor Series for ticket sales, by the way.
Oh, yeah. It's
going to
be somewhere. Where the fuck's it going to be at?
I don't know, but what the fuck? Why are they advertising fucking Survivor Series? Where are we?
Because you
got to
get them now.
But it's only in April. We're in fucking April.
You
got to
get them now, dude. The tickets are on sale now. Speaking of tickets on sale, this morning I scored some fucking tickets. Speaking of tickets on sale, this morning I scored some tickets for J-Lo, who's coming to town. My chick is all about J-Lo. She wants to go see J-Lo. So this morning I had to fucking make damn sure that I fucking scored some tickets for J-Lo. Holy fuck, man. Those tickets are fucking high, man. God damn it. But it's going to be her first tour, her first headlining tour. Who would have thought? As long as J-Lo's been around, she's never headlined a tour. So this will be her first headlining tour. She's stopping sometime in June, I think it is, and we're going to be there. So anyway, I digress, and I cut you up. Sorry about that. Also, you can hear me on Bras, Panties, and Sports on the Old Grumpy Radio Network. And that's starting last, that was this Tuesday. The first episode was this Tuesday. We tape on Saturday, and I'm going to be taping with those guys again tomorrow night, or tomorrow day. That is, tomorrow morning. And they have just sent me the script. And these guys are all professional, man. They got a fucking script and everything, you guys. You guys wouldn't believe this shit. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Really? A script? So, sure enough, man, I fucking got a script. And fucking, they have, basically, it's the bullet points. And the bullet points and shit. And so, it's a little rundown, and it's all right, man. We talked about sports last week, and the show was on Tuesday, and you can catch that on oldgrumpyradio.com, I believe it is. Look it up, Old Grumpy Radio, and you'll see there. Bras, Panties, and Sports, look for me, Chuck Wagon, because I bring the smoker from Houston. Anyway, great bunch of guys over there on Old Grumpy Radio Network. Be sure to check them out. And tomorrow, guys, tomorrow, Radio Renegades returns with another episode.
Yeah.
It's going to be fucking fabulous. I'm looking forward to this episode, guys. And Batman, I'll get you the itinerary for it. Or you can also look it up. Because I just created the show earlier today. But let me give you a rundown. Missed booking opportunities with Booker T versus Triple H. We never got that at Mania. Or did we?
No, we got it. We got it. It was the way they booked it was horrible. This is why
missed booking opportunities. D-Von, WWE singles run. D-Von Dudley.
And Zack Ryder's career, holy shit. Zack Ryder, guys. You know, Zack Ryder, he brings a crown. What the fuck moments, Asuka. Asuka losing the title. Ronda Rousey, heel turn. I'm still trying to get over that one myself. Even though the fans were already booing her. You know how they are, though. WWE, they will go with, the fans can be booing the shit out of somebody, and they're still booking them like a fucking face. And I thought that's what they were going to do with Charlotte. I was expecting that. Shame on me for having expectations when it comes to WWE, but I digress. They're also going to be talking about Nikki Bella retiring. Bitch, just the cunt just announced that she was retiring recently. So the guys will be talking about that. What if scenarios, Randy Orton? What if he really just did join the Wyatt family? That would have been terror, sheer fucking terror for everybody. What if The Miz turned on Shane McMahon instead of Shane O'Mac turning, you know, typical Miz? I'm gonna talk with you guys about that one tomorrow. I might even be drinking some beers tomorrow for the first time in almost 2 months. How about that? And you know how that goes. When I start drinking, man, all bets are off. Drew McIntyre. What if Drew McIntyre won the Royal Rumble? Worst promo? Oh, my God. Ah, this one, I can't wait to hear you guys talk about this one. Bayley, this is your life. Alexa Bliss on that promo. And the movie of the week, Skyscraper. You guys, I like this new movie of the week segment you guys are doing. Pretty good. Guys,
you know,
we're going to talk next week. I'm excited for next week's show, Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to be doing How Would You Have Booked It?
I already got what I have.
This year, how would you have booked it? What would have been your book matches, your title matches? You're going to get that. And if you want to join us next week, call in and give us your booking matches.
Yeah.
Call in.
Yeah, they could
give us
do
your
that.
Booking
Let us so we
scenario.
Can build off of that. But
yeah,
I think this booking of WrestleMania is going to be Christian's time to shine, because I want to know how he would have booked it, because I think either one of us could give an episode on that, because there's just so much they could have done with this. I mean, Finn Balor could have been in WrestleMania. You know what I mean? You could have used the demon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, the club was there. You could have used that against the Randy Orton. I mean, he's already talking about, you know, the independent scene or whatever. And not only is
we're
he going against
about
AJ.
All that.
Yeah.
And more next week,
and
guys.
More.
But for now, I am Internet Radio Zone, Minister of Sinister, and for Batman and Christian from Philly, we are signing off, guys. Thank you so much for joining us right here on Fatal 4-Way Radio. Until next week, keep it real, keep it heel, and more importantly, keep it sexy. We'll see you again tomorrow night right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Be there.
Number 5 is alive.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.